And they're welcoming you guys again for this new brand episode right here at www.castmandu.com. This is your voice, Shikha, and we have another voice for you guys where podcast is something that is so beautiful. Whichever part of the world that you are at, wherever that you can be, you just get your voice out and you record things, give it out to your listeners, and this is what the beauty of technology is. And as much as I would love to tell you guys who our voice is for today, it is just going to be an awesome episode that we've thought of, brainstormed for a while that we want to talk about, and gotten this for you guys. So here we have our very own voice, one of my school friends, one of our voices today, where it's been ages and ages that I hadn't met her, but here at the Silicon Valley, when we got in touch, it was just as if we left from yesterday. So there we have Dichen right here, and welcoming you, Dichen, to www.castmandu.com.
Yippee, guys, I'm so excited to join. This is me, Dichen Sherpa, and I can't just tell, it's like such a surreal feeling being here with someone I knew for what, since like high school.
The longest of time.
I know, secondary school, I mean, like,
exactly.
We pretty much grew up together, yeah. And like, yeah, there was a huge gap, but this just feels amazing, and I'm so happy to be doing this. Thank you, Shikha, for having me here. I am a little bit nervous because I've never done this. And when you first, like, you know, proposed the idea of having a podcast together, right. I was like, wait, what? How does this work? What are we doing? I've listened to podcasts, but I have no idea how to, like, conduct one. Yeah. So this is amazing. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope all you listeners out there are excited of what we're going to talk about. And
exactly. I mean, the best part of all of it is just two people connecting and talking about different things, yep, where our listeners actually get to relate of what we're saying, right, and be there. This is what that we're going to be talking about. And also, having said all of that, we don't know how far is it going to go, right, but this is something that both of us got really excited about. I got excited about because it's been a long time that I've again gotten back to just being on the podcast. But yeah, here we have another topic, another interesting one.
Yes.
And what do you think, Dichen? Do you have something in mind that we can talk about?
So Shikha and I, we were just kind of brainstorming earlier, and we kind of came upon or stumbled upon this idea of, like, you know, how we are in a very fast track generation. Like, everything is, you know, instant, and with the whole idea of instant gratification, being more present, like, you know, not being able to really fully enjoy the moment. And then we said, you know what? The trouble is, we're not in the now. You know, you don't feel like you're present. You don't feel like you're actually there doing something. Let's say even folding your laundry, you're already thinking about the next thing. Like, anytime you do something, you're thinking about the next thing.
It's always there. I mean, the time that you get up in the morning, the snooze button right there next to you.
Exactly.
You're thinking about that 10 minutes, which is going to give you more of sleep.
Right.
Not much of dreams, but more of sleep, if you're thinking that it will.
And it's never enough.
It's never enough. It's never enough. I'm sure, like, when we ask our listeners, there'll be many who would vouch for what we're saying. But since the start of the day to the end of the day, we are always thinking about the next step.
Exactly. And I'm sure you guys have heard about this term called monkey mind. It's a very common term. I think we all suffer with that, especially us, our generation right now.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, your thoughts just come into your mind and you've no idea how to stop it. And we understand it's a struggle. You can't just be like, oh, you know, you need to be more mindful, more present. But what is it really? You know, how do you really get to know that you are actually
exactly
in
and
now?
What are the benefits of it? What do you get out of it if you do that? And with all of that, how do you practice it? So we're going to be talking about all of this right here at this show at www.castmandu.com. if you guys know where we are, it is just very easy to locate us. And if you have been our previous listeners, please do give it a listen, given your thoughts and your views, and
spread the word, guys. Spread the word.
We will take that in our next episode. With that, we are introducing our topic for today, and the topic is gotta be never in the now. So this is what we're gonna be taking in. For now, we have a small musical break coming for you guys. Enjoy these songs that's been lined up, and for now, we will get back.
This life is one act. Why do we lay all these traps? We put them right in our path when we just wanna be. thinking of all kinds of ways to worry about all the things that will not happen to me. So I just let go of what I know I don't know, and I know.
Most humans are never fully present in the now because unconsciously they believe that the next moment must be more important than this one. But then you miss your whole life, which is never not now. So here we have this particular quote coming from Eckhart Tolle. And while talking about this particular quote, Dishin says that she's actually heard a lot of YouTube series.
Yep, he has a lot of YouTube series, a lot of YouTube clips where he actually talks about being more present. And it's definitely for audiences, us millennials actually, because he emphasizes a lot about being present, being mindful, and actually how do you have a better human experience. So there's actually a book by him, it's called The Power of Now. He also has done a lot of talks about it. Actually, there's Oprah who interviewed him for her Super Soul Sunday episode, so you can actually listen to him. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
They're pretty you know, you can, it's accessible, you can go to YouTube, just
so people do talk about it. And there's a lot of, it's not just us thinking about something like this, but this is something that
it's a very interesting topic,
right?
it's something that we can talk about hours and hours, but right. to put it in practice, it's really
it's
hard. Yeah.
Very difficult. Mm-hmm. So how do you think, or why do you think, while we're just talking about this, mm-hmm. why do you think that we have this lack of being in now? What is the most important thing that hasn't right. gotten us mm-hmm. as humans? Aren't we conditioned that way? Or as kids, have we always been said, oh, so what are you gonna, when we are kids, what are you gonna be when you turn
grow up, yeah.
yeah, turn 16 years of age, mm-hmm. or what stream are you gonna take? So our future
right.
is being asked. I mean, at least when we were kids, I remember
Agreed.
Everybody wanting to know, what do you want to be as a kid? Which now things must have changed, but otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree, because, you know, you kind of are conditioned that way, right? When you grow up, you are scheduled. I mean, as a kid, right, you have this very fixed time sheet. They have class, and then right after your math class, your history class starts. So you have this time schedule, and you're used to that. And once you're done with that, you, let's say you're in the 10th grade, and then you're starting to do your board exams, or wherever in the world you are, you have some sort of government level exam that you
right,
have to do.
Right.
And right away, you need to kind of decide, okay, what do I do with my life? What next, right? So it's
right.
always this question of what next, and that's ingrained in you. And
yeah.
when you, as you grow and you're in the corporate world, working, wherever you are, you're always thinking about the next thing.
You're just thinking about your deadline. You're thinking about when is the next presentation that you have to give, when you have to work for it. I mean, for once, it is all good to be doing that,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, we need to soak in how pretty the sunset is, or
right.
how beautiful the flowers
yeah.
are, to the fact that the cloud is making some form of design out there
yeah.
in the blue sky.
You gotta do some living. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're living, and you need to say, hey, why am I alive? You know, am I alive just to, you know, be a, let's say, for me, I'm an auditor, so is that my calling? No, definitely not. Yeah, it pays the bill, but nope, that's not my calling.
Right.
And for me, I think to be more appreciative, more grateful, I, you know, I kind of always ask myself, hey, what next? And then when that thought comes to me, I'm like, wait a minute, what about now? What
right.
am I doing right now?
Yeah.
You know? If you're driving, listener, say you're driving right now, you're walking down the street, you're, you know, giving us a listen right now, I want you to take a pause and breathe, feel yourself. Well, that sounded a little wrong, but what I meant was...
Feel yourself.
Right? Yeah, feel yourself. Actually, be there. Feel your feet pressing against the ground. Look around you. What's around you?
And trust me, when you do that, it gives you another form of power.
Exactly.
It just excites you.
Yeah.
It makes you feel alive each
Your existence.
Day and
yeah.
each second. And
exactly.
having said all of this, again, it will take practice, and it'll happen with time. But I think this is the beautiful gift that you can give to yourself.
Exactly. And guys, the best thing about this is it's contagious, because if you see someone in the moment enjoying themselves,
yeah,
you will attract, they will attract that energy, and you will be attracted towards it, because it's almost like you are manifesting that out to the world. You're saying, hey, I'm existing. I'm here. I'm human.
That's something from the movie The Secret. Have
uh-huh.
you watched it?
No, I haven't. I don't think so.
It's a movie which talks, and there's a book on it also, which
Ooh.
Talks about being in now, being
present.
Being present, and
yes.
a lot of gratitude,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things that one can practice in their
right.
everyday life.
Exactly. And guys, I mean, we are humans, right? We all have problems. You probably have to go back home to maybe a nagging roommate, or, you know, a crazy boss or a crazy manager asking you for deadlines. But hey, you know what? There'll always be problems, but it's how you look at it, right? Like, if you're enjoying the now, you believe and trust in yourself, you know you will get there, you know you will get over it, then you should be fine. Because come on, take yourself 5 years back. And now think where you are. You'd be like, hey, I did fine. I'm fine, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, the class 10... marks were as important, but
exactly.
it wasn't as important of you to be being alive today.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thinking about it, but again, there's a thin line to this where we are not saying that go ahead with what your being in now is, but
right.
just balance it all is what we are talking about,
exactly.
which a lot of us do not do in this time and era.
Right, the balance is pretty much off.
Yeah, the balance is
yeah.
pretty much. There's no balance.
There's
at
no
all,
balance.
Yeah,
because yeah. you can't. Like you
you're
said, too much of
running.
Yeah.
And also what I feel is, as individuals, we want so many things that
mm-hmm.
we want to do. We
Agreed.
Want to play, go to the gym. We want to play
yes.
One or the other sport. We want to watch a movie every other weekend, let's say, or catch up with the latest episode that a lot of people around us are talking about. And if you were
you always hooked to something,
series,
right?
Buff yourself, you would just want to do that by yourself. I mean, it's just so many things that we are exposed to and we want to do too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's some time that you just need to just
unwind, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And not just during the vacation time when you're taking after, say, 6 months of crazy work, but the time that you have and you're alive and you're grateful and you're blessed, just keep thinking about what now is.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So,
and I'm sure, like, with all of this, there are a lot of benefits to what being in now is. Mm-hmm. And I think while we're talking about the benefits, they should tell me one time that you think that you've been in now. Like, do you think as a kid, as we know, I mean, it would be so nice if at school, at least, they would teach us what now was. And if there was, like, we have moral studies.
Yes,
we have that particular subject. But if we were taught about something which is life studies, instead of moral study, that would be so cool.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Like a spiritual class almost, right?
Telling
you, hey, you know, you are doing all of this, but don't forget you're human, you know?
Yeah, and many other ways, being in now is just one part of it, but many other different things that could incorporate with what it could, the class could.
And I think it comes with a lot of, like, being comfortable with people around you, like strangers, right? Like, you don't necessarily have to know them. And it's when you know the essence of existing, your existence.
Right.
And I know not all of us know our calling right away, but I'm sure there's gotta be something out there that you've loved and you've really felt like, oh my gosh, this gives me life. This makes me happy.
Exactly.
Do more of that.
Yeah.
Try and see how you can incorporate more of that in your life. And that's also a way of being in the now.
For me, I was just thinking about it and thinking about what makes... what's the one thing that gets life to me would be... especially, I mean, the KTM drive thing that we had in Kathmandu.
Yes.
And which is still happening from here. That got in life altogether. The purpose of your existence.
Right.
Not just for yourself, but being so... selfless and being connected to people,
being of service, you know,
being of service, exactly, being right there. And also with all of that, I think today I just feel so nice, and thank you so much for being here, Dijan.
I can't
just
thank you enough, Shikha.
So much you,
so guys, I have been here for so long. I work, like, 8 to 5, actually 8 to 9 to be honest, the corporate life. And it's so nice to have Shikha here because she's added a color to my weekends. Like, and in a way she's added color to my otherwise mundane, boring life.
That's really sweet of you to be saying that. But the fact that I was just thinking about it, and doing this itself is making us feel so alive and be at the moment right now. I think this is something that is very, very beautiful.
And guys, you know the talk about being genuine and all that? Well, you know, think about it. If you're in the now, aren't you genuine?
Yeah.
You are, right? You are being you. So
there
you go. All the good things come when you're now. You're in the now. And that's the benefit of being in the now.
Yeah.
You are you.
Exactly. And nobody else, but just being yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. This has been like a very fun talk, but this can just be something that we can talk about hours and hours. But getting it to one episode and getting like really fun, nice conversation, that is what we are here for. So we'll keep doing that right here at kathmandu.com. If you have any views, if you have any comments, if you gotta spread some love out there, let us know about what you think about this topic and what is the time that you thought when you were never in the now. Were you ever never in the now, or were you always in the now?
Yeah. And you know what, guys, don't forget, like, you can do that anytime, anywhere, even now as you're listening to us. Make sure you're putting your 100% focus here. That's how you can practice the now.
Exactly. All right, we'll be right back with the after the songs, and it is
Enjoy.
To the now.
Yep.
Newly
second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
www.castmando.com it is, and I'm sure you guys love the music that we guys were playing for you guys, because it was one of our best tracks that we thought about it in the now situation and got for all of you. So here, as we were talking about what is now and being in the present, being in the moment, you are supposed to just enjoy that moment totally and fully. So the things that we think is just the best if you are at the moment, especially I think focusing, it is just there, the focus, because you're not doing five different things, you're just doing one thing, is definitely there. Mm-hmm. And with that, concentration gets on,
I think,
on
you're
a
yeah,
very higher
exactly,
level,
yeah,
and
you're more aware, right?
You're more aware, yeah, that's yeah, true. And with this, the way to talk about it, I guess, is you are just there.
Exactly. You are more aware of what's around you. You have this sense of alignment almost like your body's agreeing with you.
Yeah.
You're pretty much your head meeting your heart, right? Like,
yeah.
What you're feeling is what you're thinking, and what you're thinking is what you're feeling. And guys, feel is when you're touching things, right? That means you're present. You're wherever you are, you're feeling things, you're present, and that's how you're thinking. So your thoughts are not all around the place. And
with this, it does increase your productivity on what you're doing things.
Definitely.
If you're doing something which would take you X number of minutes, I think it'll take you way lesser if you're actually in the present, which a lot of us, we think that we are, but still, we aren't. Is, I mean, even me, there are 10 things that you're thinking about and you're not in the present.
Exactly.
And also in this very stressed
multitasking world.
Multitasking world. The perils of multitasking.
Exactly.
There is so much that you're doing that you are not in the present.
And you're not enjoying any of it, right?
Yeah.
When you come home, you're tired, you're sleeping.
And also when you think about it, I know, if you have to make a decision, say for something which you're doing it for a future time,
mm-hmm.
but you know that this is the only time that you have to take this up or to not to take this up. You will definitely come up with an answer if that thing is very important for you.
Yes.
For example, if you're in a...
Because you're clear. Your mind is clear.
Your mind is very clear. And that's the only time that you think that you have.
Right.
And things would be more clear. And that was pretty interesting as we were discussing. What about and how about the times that for the future job that we have,
right.
we are actually thinking about it.
Backtracking, right? You backtrack it and say, hey, what do I do now to get there?
Right.
You know? And it doesn't maybe have to be even years. It could be like next month.
Right.
Let's say next month your goal is to make or do a road trip and you probably don't have enough savings. So then what do you do now in order to get there? If it's money, yes, that. But then if it's something else like schedule, how do you clear up your schedule?
To be there. So either way, being in now is so much efficient.
Exactly.
And so much nicer.
Yeah. You will never regret it. That's all I can say. You know, it's always going to bed with a clear head, focused. And the thing is, you draw that energy and it feels great. Like just being able to enjoy that 100% feeling, like knowing that you're in the
and
now.
That sleep and that you get in the night is just so peaceful.
Sweet. It's sweet.
And
it's
you
nice.
Would just experience it if you're there. And also, there are a lot of people, I mean, while talking about spiritual world, otherwise you're reading books, and when there are a lot of people who say that if you meditate, and, you know, probably you'll realize that you're breathing, and you'll realize your breath. But as you just mentioned that meditation could be in different forms itself.
Exactly. Because, guys, if you think about it, what is meditation? Really, right? It's just to be able to clear your mind and trying to like be more present and aware, and then kind of slowly declogging yourself. It's like almost cleansing your mind.
Exactly.
Downloading, guys, downloading. That's, I think, how you start meditating. You get to that point of peace when you start downloading everything. It's almost like you have all these days worth of chores and all this planning about like going around things that you have. It's almost like these bags, grocery bags in your hand that you're holding. It's like letting go of those, like leaving them in the table and setting them away and not thinking about it for a bit. And that's cleansing your mind. It's definitely very productive, efficient, and I can only think about good reasons of being in the now.
So, Dishini, you were telling us that what is that one time that you've been in the now? I discussed my being in the now. So what do you think is has been your in the now? Being in the corporate world, not having that much time.
So, Shika, it's thank you for asking that question because it's very interesting. Just last week, when I was at work, I had a very stressful meeting. I had to make sure the clients met their deadlines because we were waiting on these huge workloads that they had to provide results for, and it never came on time. So that would have impacted my deadline, and I was already kind of thinking, shoot, now this didn't come on time. My manager the next day is going to ask me about it. I just kept piling on the stress, and I had to take a break. What I did was I went to the restroom because that's the only place where I know I won't be seen.
Yeah.
I went in there, took my phone with me, shut it off. I didn't look at my phone because I was planning to actually spend some time there.
Yeah.
But instead, I decided not to look at my phone.
Right.
Stayed in the bathroom for a while
and
started breathing, and I just kind of felt more present. I'm like, it's fine. Why am I putting all these narrative in my head saying all this is gonna go wrong? maybe I'll get something on time, but I'll always have a reason, and I'll be able to get out of this. Trusting yourself to get out of situations.
Believing in yourself,
and right?
And also, this, I think you can pick this up from the vibe from people who are living in the present.
Exactly.
So that is where the energy attracts, and this is somewhere that you can start with. Mm-hmm. The people who stay in the present, around them, and probably you will get that energy in you.
And if you don't know anyone who is in the present, guys, there's so much content on the internet. There are bad stuff out there, but there are also good stuff, guys. So it's up to you. You type in Eckhart Tolle, listen to one of his talks, and guys, it'll take you to a great journey, because that's what I've been doing. I've been surrounding myself with amazing spiritual leaders who have experienced the harshest of, they've had the hardest life, and they've been able to come out of it. And by what did they have? The common tool was a peace of mind. Like, they were able to be in the now. They were able to gather their energy and, you know, think positively.
Right. So with all of this, I think it was a great start. We are in the now, and we love being in the now. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely have more episodes and more talks relating to it.
Yes.
And while we talk about being in the now, the best part about this right now is how this particular 2 hours that we spoke about, brainstormed about, it was just for something that we are doing it as of now, and we feel that you're not seeking results out of something, and
that's just the pure intent of being able to share it and being very conversational about it, right? Because guys, come on, it's not scripted. We've not written this down. We're just coming it all as we're talking, and it's just two human beings, you know, having a human experience, sharing what's helpful, what's really worked for us, and we understand the importance of it, and that's why we believe that we should share it out.
Just letting you guys know that there are benefits of being mindful of being in the present moment as well, which we, as in this crazy ass world, have not really thought about.
So guys, go home, wherever you are. If you're going back to your mom, thank her for the wonderful warm dish she's made for you. Or maybe if it's not there, you know, just tell her you are so grateful and thankful to have her.
Yeah, be blessed about something. Yeah. Be blessed about little things in life that you've gotten. And there are so many people out there who don't have what you do. Mm-hmm. And when you do think about things that they don't have, you will feel that the world is such a nice and a better place. Yes. Instead of probably cribbing that how the weather is that we do all the time. Mm-hmm. It is so hot. It is so cold. It's raining. Oh my God, what do I do? Now.
Right? It's all those first world problems.
All right, we are up for this musical break again. We'll be right back.
All right. Ask for money and get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice. I'm from the dirty, but that Chico nice. Y'all call it a moment, I call it life. One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment. Worldwide, Christina Aguilera. Oye, mamita, dale, que la cosa está rica. From the tallest building in Tokyo, long way from them hallways. Filled with O's and oh yeas, they counting always. Real fat all day, now baby we can parlay. Oh baby we can party. She read books, especially about red rooms and tie-ups. I got her hooked, cause she see me in a suit with a red tie tied up. Victor Gris, nice to meet you, but time is money. Only difference is I own it. Now let's stop time and enjoy this moment. One day while my light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa,
brilliance. The streets is what schooled them and made them slicker than slick with the ruler. I've lost a lot and learned a lot, but I'm still undefeated like Shula. I'm far from cheap, I break down companies with all my peeps. Maybe we could travel the world and I can give you and all you can see. Time is money, only difference is I own it. Like a stopwatch, let's stop time and enjoy this moment, darling.
One day while my light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Oh, I just wanna feel this moment.
Best part about podcast edition is basically one view gets to the other, one thought just makes something
transfers
else.
Into another.
Yeah, and it's so nice to be sharing this with our listeners. Yes. It is just such a blessing and a bliss to be doing this.
Yes.
So as we were talking about this, our friend just here mentioned in that more about being in the present is to collect experiences.
Mm-hmm. And not things.
Yeah. And when you do that, it gets you more of happiness. And your experience could be different than mine. Mine could be way different from yours if you're doing the same thing also.
Right.
And while we are doing that in the present, things can go and it might just not be...
It gets
be,
old, you know. You,
yeah.
It's comparable. Things are comparable where...
It's not lasting.
Yeah, experiences are not comparable.
Right.
You can't compare your experiences with someone else, even though you're in the same place at the same time.
Exactly.
What you feel is so different from what the other person is feeling.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe the gist of this conversation is that think about experiences. How can you actually
get more
invest on in experiences rather than things?
And on that note, we also thought about how beautiful it is to be just collecting all these different experiences, where when you're in the future or in thinking about the past, it is just a profound place that you were at.
Then if you think about it, right, like it's almost like lasting, the memory, like the good times you've had. And you're not talking about things, but you're talking about thing experiences. And what happens is when you're at the now, you're absorbing that.
Right.
You're absorbing your surrounding. And let's say you're back home after the vacation or after your trip. You, when you think back, you think good stuff. It has a good, warm, fuzzy feeling, like, you know, like the holidays. You know, like when holidays come around, you start feeling good because it's an experience, right?
Yeah.
It's an experience of being around the loved ones. And I feel like just just rethinking that moment, recreating that moment in your mind, it just brings such a good moment into your life. And
that smile on your face that happened.
Oh, man, yes.
So create more experiences and... nothing like it in the world.
Exactly. Collect experiences, guys, not things.
And with all of this, we had a very interesting podcast conversation where we are talking about be here in the now and how we are never in the now. So think about more times that you can be in the now. And with that, love yourself and just feel really good about where you are at the moment. And whichever part of the world that you are, you got to make most of the time that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it might sound difficult, but pick up that instrument that you like or go and play that sport that you wanted to. Do not procrastinate things.
Yes.
And
doodle, guys. If you're like me who doesn't know any instrument or maybe, you know, not really a knack for sports.
Learn some, one of the instruments when we were
in
school.
Yeah.
Where we were supposed to. Which one did you have?
I did violin.
Did you get anywhere?
Not really. I only knew how to do the happy birthday thing, but I think I completely lost track. I probably wanted to know how to hold it correctly right now.
With that, I already have a little in mind of what our next episode is going to be. Yeah, we could talk about
instruments,
school life and
yep.
instruments.
Exactly.
That'll be amazing. I had the clarinet, but went nowhere. So yeah.
You know what? You know, they say it's a dusty muscle memory where you just do it a few times, it'll come back.
All right. I think we had French in school too. Oh, a lot of school talks happening.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, for me, I've picked up French through movies and songs.
Oh. So you know French already?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, we can have another podcast where Dijun is teaching us how to
get, I think I'll bring in my friend for this one. She's amazing. She's actually going to France for her teaching career.
Oh, that'll be really cool. Alright, we had a great 1 hour with you guys. Hoping that you guys had a great and amazing time with us. This was our first podcast. What do you think about it? Let us know. Keep posting in what your thoughts are, what your experiences are going to be, what experience are you thinking of getting to yourself, and also anything else that you want to add up, Dijun?
Be in the now, guys. Just be in the now and think about your next experience. Yep.
With that, as always, we end up the podcast with one certain quote, and this one coming out to you guys out loud right here from both of us is gotta be live, love, and be awesome. And see you guys in the next episode. Super. So here we will see you guys next, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Here in a minute, any work I got left to do, oh man, I'm gonna quit it. But if the boss man wants me to stay any longer, he can kiss it goodbye. Got a lot on my mind and I'm trying to forget it. Yeah, right here in a minute. So here in a minute, I'm on a roll to the quick sack, maybe grab a scratch off ticket. If I get a little lucky, get some money in my pocket, I'm gonna spend it on beer. Yeah, ice down the toolbox and see how high I can fill it. Yeah. Right here in a minute. I'm gonna call everybody, tell them all there's a party. If you want it, then you better come and get it. I'm gonna rock all night till I'm feeling alright, and the man in the moon gets a grinning. I'm gonna have a big time, cause you get a one life, so I'm gonna make sure that I live it. Cause you never know when you're gonna go, it could all be over in a minute. I'm gonna find me a field somewhere we can wake up the crickets. Yeah. Throw some diesel on the fire and see how high we can get it. Get the guitars out and listen to them old boys pick it all night right here in a minute. I'm gonna call everybody, tell them all there's a party. If you want it, then you better come and get it. I'm gonna rock all night till I'm feeling alright. And the stars in the sky get to spinning. I'm gonna have a big time, cause you get a one life, so I'm gonna make sure that I live it. Cause you never know when you're gonna go, it could all be over in a minute. So here in a minute. In a minute gonna get a little. Turn it up, burn it down, take a ride around, paint the whole dang town. Here we go, counting it down. 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna call everybody, tell them all there's a party. If you want it, then you better come and get it. I'm gonna rock all night till I'm feeling alright, and the stars in the sky get to spinning. I'm gonna have a big time, cause you get a one life, so I'm gonna